This is Stephen Adams.
And this is Kevin Durant. Oh, sorry.
Kevin Durant. You're Kevin Durant, mate. Good to see you, mate. Different complexion.
Okay, let's go again.
So, this is Stephen Adams.
And this is Enes Kanter.
You're listening to the Down to Earth.
Down to Dunk podcast.
What? Down to Dunk.
Down to Dunk.
I'll say that.
Introduce yourself, mate.
Here's Stephen Adams, and I'm Enes Kanter.
And you're listening to Down to Dunk podcast.
Stay tuned.
Welcome to Down to Dunk. This is Andrew Schlecht. We're part of DailyThunder.com, also Almighty Baller Radio. We're on Dash Radio, but the most important thing is that I've got Jay and John Hamm on the line, and the Thunder just traded for Paul George. John Hamm, what does this mean?
I still haven't been able to fully process everything. I keep thinking of new things, all the way, this opens up this, and this could lead to that. And it's a shocker. It's a shocker because, we've been it's a running joke, of course. We've been preparing people for the summer of internal development, and that's been turned on its head.
Right. No more internal development talk this summer, which is so great. Jay, what was your initial response?
So the way it developed for me is I'm hanging out with family tonight. And so I'm just sitting there and trying to not be on my phone, which is really fun. The night of free agency kicks off and I'm surely nothing's going to happen. Maybe at 11:01 here in Central Time, maybe Russ signs his extension. That's fine. Great. Awesome. And then Andrew sends me a text that says Paul George in all caps. And I'm and so I jump on and Twitter is just, this is the best, literally this is what Twitter was made for in my mind. And so, it just is exploding. And I'm shocked. I was elated. I couldn't engage with anybody else the rest of the night. So it was just a wasted night with my family. And so I feel horrible about that. But this is a game changer. I think everybody, it's funny. So Max Kellerman's the first, there's Tom Haberstroh, obviously immediately craps on it because he sucks. And then, what does this team do? It's so every team is just supposed to be trash because they maybe can't beat the Warriors.
Right.
It's but this makes the Thunder immediately the second, third best team in the West, without any question to me.
Second best. Don't even mention the third best. They're the second best.
Anytime I say anything that would maybe possibly discount the Spurs, they're gonna win 65 right. games.
They may be better in the regular season, but this Thunder team will beat the Spurs in the playoffs.
Yeah, the fact that they gave up Vic and Domas is just startling to me.
No,
Jay, they traded Serge Ibaka for Paul George.
It's unbelievable. That is such highway robbery.
Presti turned Serge Ibaka into Paul George and Jeremy Grant.
And it may just be 1 year of Paul George. Maybe it is. Who knows?
Could be.
I kind of think some of this, I think some of this LA stuff is a little overblown. It could very well be that his agent put that out there, so you don't trade him to Brooklyn, or the Knicks for crying out loud. He actually wanted to go to a good location. So there's a year of time here, to try to show Paul George what he can accomplish here and what they can do. And, it sounds like the Thunder are going to be doing even more stuff. So who knows what this team is going to look like, before the end of the night or 7 to 10 days from now.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Yeah,
and Chris Mannix also said, So Chris Mannix said, per one NBA team exec, if the Lakers think Paul George is just going to walk away from a winner, I wouldn't count on it. I think that one of the things you have to remember is if they go in there and they do work and then maybe they give the Warriors a 5-game series, maybe even a 6-game series. Who knows? Because here's the other thing is from what I can feel and what Royce is throwing out, the Thunder are just getting started possibly this offseason.
Yeah. And
it feels like they've got some things in the works because I didn't think they'd trade Vic. And so I think anybody's on the table. I think everybody's on the table.
Yeah. Remember when Victor Oladipo couldn't be traded? Remember when that was a thing like 12 hours ago?
He's got an albatross contract, right?
Right. And so look at this from Indiana's perspective for a moment. Because I was, you know, I was asked about this. Indiana's getting back a guy who's locked up on a 4-year deal that we all, you know, we were all talking about. He would have been one of the top shooting guards on the free agent market. So they get him. They get Domas Sabonis in the second year of a rookie scale contract. We've been talking about how, you know, there's potential there.
Yeah, he's Chris Bosh.
He's Chris Bosh, according to Roy Shung. So
he's never going to put that down.
No, he's not.
I have no idea what the other offers were. And, you know, Andrew, you and I were talking, like, I had been piecing together an idea of, like, Oladipo and Sabonis, but in a three-way trade to get Kevin Love, right? Because I just thought, well, Cleveland will take that chance, sure. And then Royce put that article out after Russ won his MVP, and he mentioned, you know, Paul George is a possibility. And I'm like, huh, well, makes you wonder. So, I mean, I know everyone is like destroying the Pacers right now, just completely obliterating them. This could have been the best offer they got. And I mean, it wasn't a terrible offer. The alternative was to keep Paul George and let him walk away.
Right.
Well, if that was their best offer, the Celtics fans need to be very upset. Because the Thunder offer, it's fine. You know, it's fine. But it doesn't include any future picks. Which that one Brooklyn pick is worth more than both those players on the market.
I need to find this. Okay, so Jeff Goodman from ESPN. I cannot keep up with Twitter right now, but I did see this. This was Jeff Goodman from ESPN. He said that the Celtics trade offer for Paul George at the trade deadline was the Brooklyn pick, which wound up being number one, and three other first rounders. And Indiana said no.
They must really love Domas. I don't know.
So much changed. So much changed in between the trade deadline and the end of the season. And then for whatever reason, Boston wasn't willing to, you know, put forth together another package to outbid this.
Right. I mean, the Oklahoma City Thunder, as we knew them when Kevin Durant was here, they are back. Like, this team is back. If this is only one season, and that's all that we can really be promised with this team is one season, but this is going to be a wild ride. Like, this is going to be a great, great season. The Chesapeake Arena is going to be on fire again. It's going to be so much fun, even if it's one season. It's going to be so fun. And Ham's right. Like, the books don't look quite as bad now because the Thunder even save money in this deal. Not only do they get Paul George, but they save money in the deal. And like a guy like Rudy Gay, we were looking at Rudy Gay as a guy who would fill the role that a Paul George would fill for the Thunder. But now, if you go get Rudy Gay, like, he's a bench scorer for you, or maybe he's your starting four. And then, like, and he's like your third or fourth guy. And like, that's a good role for Rudy Gay. Like, that's a fine role for him. I don't think I would rather bring back a guy like Taj. But if the Thunder do like him, like a role that makes sense has opened up on a team that is a contender. And we had a question on our pod today that we talked about this morning about the Thunder being a contender. Are they're just a step away from being a contender? And in my head, I'm like, you know, they are, but they're one massive step away. And they just took that massive step. They took it.
Yeah. I tell you, one guy who's doing cartwheels wherever he is on the planet right now is Steven Adams.
He gets lobs.
He's
again.
He's actually going to have room to work again. So anyway, I'll step away because Jay needs to chime in here, and I need Jay to express some exuberance on this.
Yeah, so it's hard because like I am elated, but I still can't stop thinking about other potentials. Like if those two contracts got you Paul George, and like Taj and Doug for Cam Newton or Cam Newton campaign. Cam Newton would have been a little bit better. Like, who knows? Like, is Cantor on the way out for, I don't know, Kevin Love, you know? Like, I know that's probably not a real thing, but who knows what's happening? Like, there's continuous moves. Sam Presti is just a genius. He's a genius. And here's the deal. Even if this thing is a one-year rental, it is absolutely worth taking the shot at doing it. And I'm tired of, like, Frank Isola from New York just mentioned it, like, you know, I don't think this changes anything. It's still the Cavs Warriors. Like, is everybody supposed to stop playing?
Right.
Like, is that the point? Like, is everybody supposed to stop playing and everybody's just going to tank? And it's just like, no, that makes no sense to do it. You give everything you can. Who knows if Kevin Durant gets hurt again or if Steph Curry is injured. And, you know, like, you go at it every single year you do. And nobody's having the same BS conversation when Chris Paul goes to the Rockets. Like, there's this weird narrative against the Thunder for some reason. And it's, I don't get it. Maybe it's the Seattle stuff that just nobody can let get out of the way. But it just is like, why can't we just enjoy this for a second? Well, Pablo Torre from ESPN, same thing, same bull crap. Like, oh, so they're, it just is infuriating me. This is a great day for the NBA. It's a great day for the Thunder.
Hey,
and it's a great day to see competition again in the Western Conference.
Ignore all that crap, Jay. Because seriously, I mean, the Thunder, maybe they don't have a chance to beat the Warriors. But the fact that the Thunder have a chance to get to the Western Conference Finals again, a small market like Oklahoma City that looked like it was going to die, it looked like it was either going to just fade away into mediocrity until Russell Westbrook was no longer a superstar. No longer that, at least for a year. And you know what? Like, you can compare and contrast the Chris Paul trade. But the thing with this trade for the Thunder is that it fits. Like, they had a massive, massive hole at the small forward. And they just brought in the third best small forward in the NBA to the team.
So let me ask some questions. So what are the implications if the roster stays pat right now? They somehow gained money, right? Because of Oladipo's future contract. Didn't they get $4 million extra, or is that not spendable?
Oh, you mean they save money, right?
Yeah, they save money on this year's payroll. It knocks it down about $4 million. And then obviously there's the future savings, you know, those contracts. But, you know, if we think Robertson's coming back, he's probably looking at a 4-year deal. And I mean, it's going to relax some of those financial restraints.
Yeah.
And beyond that, so you think the Thunder are going to go hard to sign Drake, right? Or does this free it up where they don't have to?
No, they got to bring back Andre, right? They're going to bring it back.
I think the question that we had before this was, does Andre Robertson fit on that Thunder team that just finished the season? And, you know, does his, he's incredible defensively, but offensively, does it cause just too many problems? I think on this team with potentially Paul George and Rudy Gay, yeah, I think Robertson fits in again back at his regular two guard spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's.
So you think
you can't go get that talent? You can't go get the talent.
Yeah.
So you guys think so Rudy Gay did the eyes, right? He did the Google eyes whenever they signed or they traded for Paul George. Like, do you think that they're still going hard after Rudy Gay to be the four to? To do what?
Yeah, I mean, I feel pretty confident that all the chatter about Rudy Gay is leading towards something. I don't know exactly, you know, like the terms they're going to sign him. I don't know if it's the mid-level exception, but basically the indications that I'm getting is that he's very much part of this whole plan.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you see Russell Westbrook? On Instagram, he put it on Instagram right after the Paul George trade with all of his dudes, and they're just going crazy. I mean, this is really, really big. Jay, you seem down.
No, man. So you know what's happening is I'm just trying to drink it all in. I'm for real.
Jay, you're just kind of like somber, and I may never sleep again. Like, I may never, ever sleep again. And so here's my life. So I'm trying to get my kids to sleep. I check my Twitter and I see the Ramona Shelburne tweet. And at first I thought, what kind of fake jerk account would make a fake Ramona Shelburne account and tweet that? Like, that is just evil. Like, what an evil person. And I check it and it's real. And I'm just, I'm flipping out. I'm leaving here in like roughly 4 hours to drive my family to New Mexico. And I planned on being asleep at this very moment so that I could have the juice to get us there. But now I'm just, Paul George is going to get me all, just going to glide me into New Mexico, because this is, Jay, this is such a big deal. This is massive. I mean, you're bringing in a small forward. We haven't even barely talked about like the stats behind Paul George. So 23 points per game, a steal, an assist, four rebounds. Like, this, no, I'm reading his, that's his rookie year stats. Whoops. 23 points, half a block. I can't even do anything right now competently. 1.6 steals, 3.3 assists, 6 rebounds. The guy was 90% from the free throw line, 50% from 2, 40% from 3 on 6.6 attempts. Like, this guy, the spacing issues, like we talked about with Steven Adams, like you said, doing cartwheels, the spacing issues are dead because this Thunder team now has the space. And if you play, if you bring in Russ, Abrines, Paul George, Jeremy Grant, Steven Adams, there's space for all the lobs to anyone. And
the squad is going to be fun, man. They're going to be able to D up too.
And if you keep Robertson, and if you can, I don't know if you go, if you bring back Taj Gibson or what you do, but you're right. Like, this will be a top flight defensive team as well. They're going to be able to play both ends very well. And you saw like a new version of Russell Westbrook last season. Like, Russ we could even see another gear from Russell Westbrook. And to see Paul George also on a contender at this level, like, you better believe that those dudes are going to hit another level. And then you have Steven Adams a year older. You have Alex Abrines a year older. You have even Andre Robertson a year older. Like, this is going to be a very good team. Are they as good as the Warriors? Are they going to beat the Warriors? I would predict that they would not. But I think that this team is probably better equipped to play with the Warriors because they have so many guys that do have switchability and so many guys that they can throw at people defensively if they keep Robertson, that they're going to push him more probably than anybody. I think that this is the second best team in the NBA today.
Yeah, I think defensively is where the difference is, in my opinion.
Right, because you look at that Cavs really team. Yeah.
They can't defend the way. I mean, and you know, now you have a guy like Paul George, like, as much as we're saying that Steven Adams is going to be elated because he has space, Russell Westbrook has space. He was doing the miraculous with everybody in the lane. Mm. Everybody.
Yep.
And now he has a guy who can handle the ball, who shot 40% from 3, 50% from 2, can get to the rim. Like, it may be a 1-year rental, but it is going to be a hell of a ride.
I'd like to thank Chicken Express for sponsoring today's podcast. You can go get yourself some really great chicken tenders. If you were at our live pod, you got to enjoy those. They're so good. You can get biscuits. You can get gravy. They've got great French fries. They've got great corn on the cob. This is just a great place to go eat. Go there for lunch or dinner. Wash it all down with a sweet tea. Please check out Chicken Express today. They have locations in Oklahoma City, in Tulsa, in Dallas. I'm going to be driving through Amarillo. They're going to have some in Amarillo. I'm going there because it's too good not to go. And you need to go today. No question.
And again, we'll see.
I'm with you too.
They have his bird rights. So if money's important and winning is important to both Russ and Paul George, this is the spot. This is the spot. The Thunder get like their chance at redemption. And you know what? They may strike out on both of them next summer. Maybe Russ holds out and he doesn't sign his extension. they may both be gone. It's possible. Where are you guys? Ham, we'll start with you and then we'll go to Jay. Where are you with what you think Russell Westbrook's going to do now?
So I think it's basically done. And by the time this is posted, maybe it will be made official. I don't know. you know, basically I'm fairly confident it's been agreed to. Now, when are they going to announce it? I don't know. It is something they don't have to rush and do. I mean, that's something that's open until, you know, right before the beginning of the regular season. So, obviously they're working on a few other things at the moment so they can, you know, Sam and company can take care of those things and circle back around. And this could be the cherry on top of the cupcake or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Oh man. I love, people are sending in questions right now. I also, Michele Berra, who, is our Italian friend, who's, he's a Thunder fan, really, really smart dude. I got to break the Paul George news to him, which has been really fun because I've gotten to break it to three different people. So Michele's one. I got to break it to my dad. I got to call my dad. He had no clue, which was super fun. And then my neighbor outside, when we were packing our car up, he had no idea. It's very fun to break the news to somebody.
It's shocking. And I mean, I had an indication that, you know, maybe this was in the works, maybe been kind of going off and on for a while. Obviously you'll notice that this is something that did not hit the rumors. You probably didn't see this on Hoops Hype unless it was attributed to Royce.
Right. Well, and frankly, this is a deal that if like this was the rumored deal, like how much would basketball Twitter laugh at it? Like how much would people just say like, oh, Thunder fans are idiots. Like if I did that trade call like this, first of all, I would say after I did it, I would say this would never happen. Right. I said the Thunder, and I've said this many, many times, the Thunder are at the back of the line when it comes to guys like Paul George, like Anthony Davis. They are toward the back of the line with assets. Like they just don't have what those teams want. They want high level lottery picks. They want younger players. They want yada yada. But they, for some reason, Victor Oladipo and Domantas Sabonis did it. And we don't know if Paul George is staying, but if the Thunder can make a run at the Western Conference Finals and push, you know, win one or two games against the Warriors, they don't have to beat them. I think that then you've got the makings of something. Because you have two all-stars in their prime. Four-time all-star Paul George is on the Thunder now. Just going to say that sentence out loud. They have two all-stars. Plus, the supporting cast around them, everybody's like, oh, the timeline. The supporting cast around the Thunder is going to get better as these guys learn how to play together. Like, if they do get these guys to stay together, you're looking at something that could be really special. In that Steven Adams is going to be very good. You know, Alex Abrines, a guy that we've been gushing over, just even as recently as Wednesday, we've gushed over this guy. Like, he's the kind of, you know, shooting guard that the Thunder could have really, really used when Durant was here. And now they've got him on a team that's going to be very good. I think you bring Robertson back, and then you have all defensive second team wing on the team as well. And then whatever else, like, I mean, you said it and Royce has said it, the Thunder are cooking up other stuff. Like this is not, so this went from being the summer of internal development to the summer of, holy crap, the Thunder are trying to contend again. And they're going full force. And it's incredible. I mean, I don't know where you'd put them in the Western Conference right now, but I think they're two as far as talent goes, and I think they're the second best team in the NBA right now.
So I think a lot, here's what we don't know, and I think this will sort itself out, because I mean obviously the questions are going to come up about Russ and his style of play, but now he has the help that everyone said that he needed, right? So, I mean, obviously the Thunder are going to have to play a different style. Russ is going to have to surrender the ball to Paul George and have him create. I mean, there's all sorts of things. I think my hunch is that they are going to play smaller than they did before. Mm-hmm. You know, this Rudy Gay, you know, stuff comes to fruition. It looks like it's going to be he or Jeremy Grant at this point that could be starting at power forward.
Yep.
And just opening up all kinds of space. So I think they're going to play differently. That's going to be a huge part of it. I mean, If Russ is willing to make some adjustments to his game, you know, that could really spur things along. So as far as where they go, I mean, I don't know. I've counted out San Antonio so many times. I don't think they're going to get a major free agent. I mean, they just agreed to bring back Patty Mills, which I think would chew up some of the cap space they would have used to make a big splash. So, and
they've been talking with Jonathan Simmons as well.
Yeah. Yeah. They could just bring their cast back.
What's the Patty Mills deal? I didn't see it.
4 years, $50 million.
Woo-hoo! Patty Mills. I like Patty Mills.
Yeah.
That's a fine deal. That's a pretty good deal.
That's fine. Sean Livingston just agreed to 3 and 24 to stay with Golden State. That's coming across now.
It's a great deal for Golden State.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah. So anyway,
and so the Thunder still need a backup point guard, and Michael Carter Williams has been rumored. What we've already kind of given our thoughts on him. I think we both think he's not any good. But he's an upgrade. Like, he is for sure an upgrade over what the Thunder have had, and that's because the Thunder had the lowest bar in the NBA as far as backup point guards go.
I want to apologize for a moment because this was asked on Wednesday and you and I both just completely just crapped on the whole idea.
We did.
and it's not that Michael Carter Williams is suddenly a better player than he was on Wednesday. But you know, I've had these conversations. I can't remember who I've talked to now throughout the night, but you know, Carter Williams can't shoot. Put him on the second unit, you know, when he's going to be out there, probably with guys like Abrines, maybe McDermott, Jeremy Grant. I don't know. Maybe there's actually the workings of something there. And again, like you said, I mean, it was such a, I mean, massive drop off from Russell Westbrook to Samaj Christian, just such a massive drop off. So, you know, maybe it could help.
Yeah.
So we'll see if that actually comes through.
Do you see the George Hill Spurs discussions broke off? Denver and New York have made initial contact with Hill.
Wow.
That's interesting. Because, I mean, he would make, that's a move that would make the Spurs much better. I mean, much, much, much better. But now that they got Patty Mills locked up, who knows? I mean, that's a big deal. Because you kind of assume like, oh, well, of course they're just going to get George Hill. Like, that's be the most Spurs thing ever.
Right. Well, Utah went and got Ricky Rubio earlier today or yesterday. I don't know what day it is anymore. because, you know, basically George Hill was going to price himself out. You know, they were like, well, we can go get this guy for 14 rather than pay you 20.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, things were kind of pointing towards San Antonio. But man, if he winds up going to the Knicks instead.
Right.
Oh, man. Well, you know, at least you're going to get paid.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Oh man. Yeah. That's a sad place to be right now. Man, John Hamm, the Thunder got Paul George, and they didn't have to give up. I mean, Carson Cunningham is probably going to give me a ton of crap about this because I wasn't on board with Steven Adams and Victor Oladipo for Paul George, which was what he was proposing and stuff that was kind of floating around mid season. Mm-hmm. And now they got him for like half of that price, which is just crazy. And of course I'm on board with that.
Right.
I mean, that's the fit is very, very good. It's going to be a seamless fit. Because Russ has played next to another guy that likes to score on the wing. Obviously that's how he began his career. And he's only played 1 year without a guy like that. And I think the time away from it and kind of seeing how hard it was, you know, to win playoff games without somebody else there to help you. I think that is like a really massive experience for Russell Westbrook, I think. Because I think that there's always something in the back of your head whenever you are playing with somebody else. Like, I wonder if I could do this on my own. Like, I wonder if I could just throw everybody on my back and do this. Because, like, obviously Russ had moments where he did that, even when Durant was here. But then to watch him in this team really kind of fall on their face against the Rockets, I think that's a very valuable experience. I think it's a learning experience for all these guys, and I don't think they're going to take the season for granted. Like I think that the excitement that not only the fan base feels because of what we really missed from the previous season, but the same excitement from the players and the amount of work they're going to put in and the coaching staff and Sam Presti. I mean, you talked about like this is a move that Sam Presti wouldn't have made in the past. This is a risk. It's a risky move, but Sam Presti is not going to let moments pass him by as a general manager. And he proved that. Everybody thinks it's a big risk to bring a big guy into a small market like that. And they think that we're just going to watch him walk to LA. I'm sure lots of people are saying that, but you know what? You know, you got to give credit to Sam Presti for pulling this off. First of all, he stole Paul George from the Indiana Pacers. And now he's going to have the opportunity to go do more. And whether it's with Enes Kanter or, you know, whoever else, even if you have to give up a guy like Jeremy Grant, who I think just is a tremendous fit on this team that wants to switch and play small. And he can even play five. I mean, you could run a lineup where you've got Russ, Abrines, Robertson, Paul George, and Jeremy Grant, and then you're like spaced. You can switch everything. You're an incredibly great defensive team still, and no one can stop you. I mean, they have a plethora of lineups. Like you said, they're going to play small, and they also still have the option to play big because you got Steven Adams, who there may not be a better big to switch onto wings. I mean, the guy even guarded Steph Curry in the Western Conference Finals. A couple of years ago. I mean, like, they have a very, very good defensive team, and now they have two offensive superstars on their squad. I mean, the possibilities are endless with lineups and what this team can do. But Billy Donovan and Sam Presti, they still have a lot of work to do from here, and this has turned into an incredible storyline for not only the team, the Thunder, but for the city of Oklahoma City. This is massive for the city of Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Well, I remember one of the conversations we had, I think after the season was over, somewhere along in there. And basically I said, look, yeah, Golden State, yeah, they look unbeatable and they look, you know, they look so dominant, but teams aren't just going to give up.
Yeah.
And we've seen that. We saw that in Houston. We saw it with Chris Paul. And so now we're seeing it with Paul George in Oklahoma City. So, I wouldn't be surprised to see more of this happening. I mean, Utah, we'll see what they look like by the end of the night or, you know, possibly by, Monday morning. But, I am encouraged that other teams didn't just say, okay, we'll wait the storm out. You know, we'll just kind of piddle along. So you've got teams that are hitting the accelerator and, I think that's great.
And, you know, you just don't know. I mean, now the Thunder are poised if there is a Durant injury or if there's a Steph Curry injury or a Draymond Green injury. You're not going to, like, pray for injuries, but I'm just saying, like, you're poised to make a run at an NBA title if something happens to one of those guys. And you just don't know. You never know what's going to happen. And the Thunder are going for it, and it may just get them more Western Conference Finals appearances, which is great, which is a great thing for this city. And it's going to be fun. You know, watching the Golden State Warriors just destroy the Thunder this past season, it just felt like those games would never, ever be fun. Now how much fun is the Thunder-Warriors matchup going to be? Because now you have like a legit matchup. It's going to be really fun. And the Thunder fans are going to be just jacked whenever Golden State walks in here. And you're going to hear Paul George, instead of hearing Andre Robertson announce last, I can guarantee you now you're going to hear Paul George announce last in the starting lineup. and it's, I just can't believe Sam did it. People are asking, who you think is going to start at the two? I think they're going to bring Robertson back, and I think it's Andre Robertson. What do you think?
I completely agree with that. Completely agree. So, and just for reference, apparently Tony Snell has agreed to a 4-year, $46 million deal to go back to Milwaukee. So
it's incredibly reasonable.
That seems to be Andre's price range, right?
And that would be fantastic. Thank you, Tony Snell. I never thought I would say those words in my whole life, but thank you, Tony Snell, for setting the market. Because I think that Robertson's probably, if you like gather up all the talent and you, I think that Robertson's probably more talented than he is, but Snell is more of a two-way guy. And I think that you can show his agent that contract and be like, hey, and does Andre want to come back and, you know, play with Paul George and Russell Westbrook and Steven Adams now? Like, I think that Andre's coming back.
Gordon Hayward apparently has agreed to return to Utah. So there you go.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Man, the Western Conference is freaking stacked.
Yeah. No, it is. It is insane. It is, oh my gosh, the Eastern Conference is LeBron James and then the timid Boston Celtics and what?
Right.
Like, what else? One of those teams is probably getting in a canter, I'm guessing. So
Boston. If you're Boston, all the articles 24 hours ago were they're getting Paul George and Gordon Hayward. And you're empty-handed. And who else is out there now? I mean, Boston looked like they were poised to be a contender, and now who's out there?
Yeah.
And they didn't get the number one pick in the draft. And they traded the number one pick.
Man, this the reviews of Danny, after being so positive, because there was all the hype coming into this, it's not going to look good for him by the time this night's over.
No, especially because they did have the chips to play. Like, they had a better deal for Paul George, you know, ready to go. And they had a better deal even for Chris Paul. Like, obviously the Chris Paul deal was it's the Rockets or he walks kind of thing. And I get that. But man, who do you think gave up more, the Rockets or the Thunder in their trades?
I mean, in terms of talented guys with upside, I would say Oklahoma City. Because I still don't think that DeMontis Sabonis that we saw last season is going to be the player going forward. I mean, we were talking about if he tops out of Patrick Patterson, you know, type levels, that would be good for the team. Whereas, I mean, really, Houston gave up Patrick Beverley, Lou Williams, Sam Decker, Montrezl Harrell. Yeah, I mean, Houston didn't give up a whole lot to go get Chris Paul, but they also went and got a 32-year-old Chris Paul who, you know, that whole situation reminds me of when they went and got Charles Barkley and Clyde Drexler and Scottie Pippen and, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
guys, that's towards the end.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I mean, the Rockets have a lot of work to do. And it's just funny, like, you just hear, like, oh, Daryl Morey, he's just so aggressive. Like, he's just doing his magic again. And Sam Presti's just working quietly behind the scenes, not bothering a soul, and then just drops Paul George on everybody. And everybody talks about timeline. You know who's on Russell Westbrook's timeline? Paul George. Definitely on Russell Westbrook's timeline. It's 27 years old. Oh, man. Zebo, what do you think about the Zebo rumor? Because the Thunder are linked to be interested in Zach Randolph, and my initial thought is they may have a landing spot for Kanter. That's what I think when I hear that.
They may. The other thing that I'm considering, too, is you know, they've only got so many exceptions they can actually tap into to sign all these guys. So maybe they're just, you know, touching bases with a lot of guys, and I don't necessarily expect that they're going to wind up with everyone that they're going to reportedly talk to.
Sure.
Unless someone's willing to come in and take a massive pay cut.
Yeah, the Thunder really have opened themselves up to a lot of possibilities for this offseason, and we will look forward to many more pods about it. John, thanks for coming on the show today. You can follow John on Twitter at John M. Hamm. You can listen to him here locally on the Franchise 107.7 here in Oklahoma City. You can follow me at Andrew K. Schlecht on Twitter. Follow us at Down to Dunk on Twitter. Please leave us a 5-star iTunes review if you're listening week in, week out, and you enjoy what we put out. It would just be a really big help for us if you would give us a 5-star iTunes review, and just enjoy your weekend.